The scripture lesson is taken from the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 44 through 49. It's sort of an in-between time for Jesus and the disciples. Jesus is with them, but he's already resurrected, and shortly he's going to ascend to the Father. So this passage occurs after the resurrection, and after Jesus has met with the disciples and eaten a meal with them and the women, and it's before he's leaving them, though. Here it goes. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms will be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to the scripture. He taught them about the scripture some more and said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations. And see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you've been clothed with the power from on high." This is the word of the Lord. May the Lord bless to our hearts and to our understanding this reading of God's holy word. Have you ever been in a situation where you said goodbye to a friend? You knew you weren't going to see that friend for a long time, a long, long time. You hung on to their last words. So these are the final words of Jesus to his disciples before leaving this earth. And he gives them their instructions. Jesus tells them, "You are the witnesses to all that I spoke to you." The disciples are given the job of spreading the word and forming the church. This is their Jesus-given task. But they will not be left alone. They will have help. As we read later in Acts 2, at Pentecost, they will be clothed with the power from on high, with the Holy Spirit. And yet, Jesus tells them to stay in the city, in Jerusalem, until that power comes. And I was wondering, why? Should they take a break? Give themselves some time to get over the trauma of the crucifixion and their desertion and process the incredible miracle of the resurrection? What I think is that Jesus wanted them to stay in Jerusalem to get ready, to deepen their understanding of what it means to be a witness, and to understand about the Holy Spirit and how it's going to help them, because it's not going to be easy. Most of them, as we know, were martyred. Jesus wanted to prepare them for the task of proclaiming the good news, and he wanted to start the church, to show them how to start the church by putting them together for a while so they can work out their differences and strengthen their faith. I was wondering if we here at Hurley Church can relate to this passage. We claim to be witnesses of Jesus Christ. And have we asked the Holy Spirit to help us proclaim the good news? Are we willing to proclaim repentance and forgiveness? Are we prepared to reach out to the world that we live in? It can happen in so many ways. There's a story that Tony Campolo tells. Tony Campolo is a sociologist who's living in Philadelphia. And he went to Honolulu on a business trip. So Tony woke up in his hotel at 3 in the morning, and he was hungry. Why was he hungry? Time change. So he went out to a diner on a side street, and he ordered a donut and coffee. Pretty soon, 8 or 9 prostitutes came into the diner. One woman, Agnes, sat down next to him. Agnes said to her friend, "You know what? Tomorrow's my birthday. I'm going to be 39. To which her friend replies, so what do you want from me, a birthday party? Agnes says, oh, come on, why do you have to be so mean? I'm just saying it's my birthday. I've never had a birthday party in my whole life. Why should I have one now? After the women left, Tony asked Harry, the diner owner, these women come here every night? Sure, says Harry, wiping his hands on his dirty apron. What about Agnes? Oh, she's been coming here for years. So Tony says, what do you say we give her a birthday party tomorrow night? I'll get a cake. Harry agrees. And the next night at 2:30 in the morning, Tony is sitting in the diner. The word has spread, and it seems like every prostitute in Honolulu is in that diner. Soon Agnes and her friends come in, and everyone yells, happy birthday! Agnes cries when she sees the cake. She wants to take it next door to show her mother before they cut it. While she's gone, Tony says, how about we pray for Agnes? So Tony prayed for Agnes. He prayed that her life would be changed and that God would bless her. When he's finished, Harry leans over and says, hey, you never told me you was a preacher. What kind of church do you belong to anyway? It was one of those moments when the right words came. Tony answered him quietly, I belong to a church that throws birthday parties for prostitutes at 3:30 in the morning. Harry thinks for a moment and says, nah, you don't. There ain't no church like that. If there was, I'd join it. Yep, I'd join a church like that. So when I was thinking about doing my seminary internship here at the Hurley Reformed Church, I wondered, what kind of church was it anyway? I wondered how it would work out. I've been going to the Bloomington Church for 38, 39 years. And 2 weeks after I signed the contract, signed the covenant agreement with the church, I found out my cancer was back. So I called Bob and I said, you know, Bob, should I do this? Will the church be able to handle it? What if I'm too sick to continue? What if I die? I mean, you always go to the worst case scenario. So he assured me that you guys would be okay. And having seen this church deal with some very sad losses, I know this is true. I have to say, I haven't been disappointed. You welcomed me, supported me through my cancer treatment, and celebrated my healing. You gave me the opportunity to learn in a great church. It's been a truly sacred time in my life, and I thank you. But let's go on to the witnessing part. Here at the Hurley Church, we're truly blessed. We've experienced the joy of living in the Lord, but we too are connected to a city, a big city, the city of Kingston. Not as big as Honolulu or Jerusalem, but surely as diverse, surely as troubled, surely as in need of repentance and forgiveness. 3 elementary schools are closing this year. 1 hospital is closing. Drugs are on our streets. We have domestic violence, elder abuse. We have the homeless. We too have prostitution. The graduation rate in our schools is poor and the dropout rate is high. We have gangs and gun violence in Kingston. So Jesus tells us to be witnesses. How can we reach out to all kinds of folks who are not anything like us? How can we proclaim forgiveness and repentance? How can we help people change their lives? Well, sometimes we're called to be witnesses with our words, and sometimes we're called to be witnesses with our actions. We witness when we help the victims of Hurricane Sandy, when we support the Caring Hands Food Pantry and the Domestic Violence Shelter. We witness when we make our church handicapped accessible. We witness when we provide a place for nursery school and self-help groups. And I believe God's going to call this church to other ministries as well. Just wait and see. St. Francis of Assisi found his witness among the poor, the people, those who are hungry and in need. His work was his witness. He said, proclaim the gospel. If necessary, use words. Listen again. Proclaim the gospel. If you have to, use your words. You don't have to preach at people to witness to them. In fact, a lot of people don't like to be preached at, especially if you don't know them very well. Today, I invite you to proclaim the gospel in the city of Kingston, in the county of Ulster, outside the walls of this church, maybe to someone in your family, maybe to someone at school or at work, maybe to a complete stranger, as scary as that is. Don't wait till it's too late. You can start small. Some little act that shows God's love. Some volunteer work. Some prayer. A lot of prayer. Some kindness. The Holy Spirit will be with you. You will be Christ's witnesses to the city, to the county, to your family, to the world. And that's what kind of church we are. Amen. If I find my bulletin, I'll know what we're doing. Will you greet your neighbor?